So, this game, there were some good things in the first quarter that I saw both offensively and defensively. We've always got to punch it in when you get in the red zone. I'm all for getting our kickers some reps, but I'm more into scoring touchdowns down there, whether it's a preseason or not the preseason. The tail of this thing is the 13 penalties. We had 13. They had five. They had really five explosive plays, add two more to that, seven that were caused by penalties. Offensively, we took big plays away from ourselves. That's not the way you function and be a successful football team in the National Football League. So we've got to do better there. I told the players I don't want those things. You get back and you work on it. You discipline yourselves. Make sure you get it right, and then when you look at the tape, see what kind of team you can be if you function. And eliminate those penalties. And you cut those things all the way down, and you're a pretty good football team. So you're executing, and that's what we talk about preseason games. We want to come in and we want to do that. We want to execute, and that eliminated some of our progress down the field.
Yeah, I mean, I know Jamal certainly wasn't here, so he's part of your ability to score, but. Last week, he had two third downs and the fumble, and now tonight, five possessions and nothing punched in. What do you attribute 0-for-8?
Yeah, well, again, I think you asked me the same question last year. We were kind of in that same situation, and you work your way through it, and you go. So there was some mistake. I can do a better job of putting the guys in position, do a better job there. Play calls, and then we've got to execute, and you got to eliminate penalties. So,
are some of the penalties now? But a bunch of them are on your offensive line, but you also had in the secondary. Is that a function of this new?
Yeah, listen, that's two areas that were young, and so we're going to still test it. We're going to throw the football. We're not going to run the ball. We got a young offensive line. They got to learn, right? So we're going to feed them the things that they need to get better at. We're not hiding, that part of it, and we know that they're going to get better with. The practice, and then on the other hand, if you're in the secondary, you've got to be able to cover people. So they were throwing the football. You go do that, and you're getting experience as you go along here. And I expect to see progress. So I expect us to learn from our mistakes. That's what the preseason is for, and do a better job executing.
Kelsey, I mean, it's 2 weeks in a row. Your eyes just kind of getting bigger and bigger with what he's shown, what he can do.
Well, he did a nice job. I mean, really, almost with the turnover there, he had. He had a chance. He'd done a nice job on that route too. Now I do like what he's doing. He's just got to keep coming with it. And there's more than just the route running. You got to be able to run block, and you got to detail all your work there. But you sure got to give him credit for the effort that he's given in the past game, and he sure has a nice skill level.
My last question: the quarterback situation. I mean, Chase had one series, and then it was all Andy. Next week, more tiles. How does that break down?
If I was playing, it would have been a problem. Aaron went in and played. You said Andy.
I'm sorry.
You meant Aaron. I got you. That's all right. That's all right. I got you. Scrambled. Yes. So that was the plan. Give him one series. There's a chance he doesn't get too much play time next week. And that... So, and neither will Aaron. So the majority will go to the other two guys. So that's why we did that.
And Tyler next week, is he back in the next?
Tyler will work in next week. Yeah. It'll be his week up.
So when they call some of these penalties, like the one against Hassan, are you looking up at the board, looking at a replay for these, or are you just kind of shaking your head just saying, we'll just deal with it later?
No, I try to look at it and see what we can do better on them. And then I think the officials, they're learning as we go too. I mean, it's their preseason. So, if I don't like what I see, we'll try to coach them up too. That's how it goes. But they're trying to get better. And so we're all in it together doing this thing, and that's how it works.
Last two, Bob.
It's not on the stat sheet, but the hidden lost field position on some of those penalties, I mean, I'm sure you're over 100 yards in field position lost.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
That's ridiculous. Yeah, they're ridiculous. You can't do that. I mean, it's... even if you're counting by fives, right? 13 is too many. And there were some that were greater than five.
Last one, Bob.
Andy, everything's obviously relative to being a preseason game and not having everything, but what's your level of concern with the line? I know it's young, but it did seem like they were getting beat on passing plays specifically.
Yeah, well, they did. I mean, in certain cases, they did. I'll be curious to go back and look at it. We're going to play the five best guys. That's what we're going to do. So we'll find out what those are, and I'm not that concerned about it. Because I know what I know what we're capable of doing with that group that we have. So we just got to make sure we find the right ones, and then continue to teach them and coach them.